A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Do not worry. Yeah, right. I mean, we've had to close our worship services because of a virus. I can't find hand sanitizer anywhere. Not even antibacterial soap. I've made 4 Walmart runs, a Costco run, and a Publix run in the last 3 days. Schools are closed. Stores are closing. There's no soup or pasta left on shelves. Quite frankly, I have a few things to worry about. Let's talk about our congregation. We have a lot of folks here in our church, a lot of folks in our church family who fall into the stages of most vulnerability of catching this virus and it making them very sick. So I have to wonder what would happen if somebody here had it. I think of our neighbors at Westminster Point Pleasant, a lot of people I know very well, a lot of people you know very well. Retirement homes, nursing homes are getting hit very hard by this virus. It's scary. Oh, and Jen is about to give birth any day here. All in the midst of this pandemic, we've had to read articles about what to do at the hospital. Will the hospitals be clean enough? If we caught the virus, would we be able to hold our baby, feed her, interact with her, and love her as we've been waiting so eagerly to do for 9 months? Somehow, do not worry just doesn't cut the mustard. I know I'm supposed to be all happy-go-lucky and positive all the time, enthusiastic no matter what's going on, but I believe that even more than that, I'm called to tell the truth. These are scary times, and I just wanted to start off by saying that if you've been feeling worried or scared or concerned, it's completely okay and normal. It's not a violation of the faith. And you are not alone. It's been a struggle for me to know exactly what to say this morning. I've gone back and forth. I mean, I can't promise you that this is all going to turn out well. I can't promise everyone I know that they won't get sick. I can't promise you that it's going to get better soon. None of that is in our control. I mean, these are bad news times. So how do we cut through that with the good news? Today's verse from the Sermon on the Mount, I know it talks about worrying a lot, but it's not necessarily about worrying as much as it's about intentionality and motivation in our faith. Jesus, at this point of the Sermon on the Mount, has just gotten finished teaching about how we ought to give to the needy, fast and pray properly, and serve God alone and don't serve anything of this world. These are all very proactive, intentional aspects of our faith. I mean, giving to the needy requires our hearts to be ready to sacrifice what we have so that others can get what they need. Fasting and praying are spiritual exercises that require sacrifice. They're not all that productive unto themselves, but rather in a spiritual way. And of course, we would rather be eating something delicious than fasting. And we could be doing something more productive rather than spending our time in prayer. And serving God alone points out the fact that a lot of things in the world are vying for our attention and our devotion. But God is the only deserving one. Those points are some of the lead-ins to this section of the Sermon on the Mount. So when I think about do not worry in that context, I see Jesus here addressing a common fact about us. We tend to default to worry. And that's the problem. And honestly, it doesn't really matter the situation. We worry about little things and big things. We worry whether there's a worldwide pandemic going on or not. And where does it get us? I think worrying in that context of the Sermon on the Mount falls right in line with our default hoarding of resources for our own benefit. Hoarding our time, enjoying our leisure a bit too much. Hoarding our energy so that we can enjoy the good life. Instead of defaulting to worry or any of these things, we are called to be transformed and to develop new patterns. Trust, patience, perseverance, wisdom, presence, care. Trust is not about trusting that we won't catch the virus. That is a worldly thought. Trust is about knowing that the Lord is with us all the time and that He never leaves us, no matter what's going on. It's not about saying, God, thank you for keeping me safe, as much as it's about saying, God, thank you for loving me and being with me no matter what. Patience is not about stocking up on 3 months of supplies as if the apocalypse is coming. Patience is about waiting it out and doing the right thing for as long as it takes. It's about inviting Christ into these frightening times. And I think more than anything, it's about using this time, this unique time, to recalibrate our relationship with Him, to tune our faith. Perseverance is about having hope. Perseverance is about remembering that the COVID-19 isn't the end of the story, just as death is not the end of Jesus's story. Perseverance is about pushing through the tough days, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, no matter how hard it gets. And perseverance is about remembering that hope wins and that we're called to maintain that vision of hope. Wisdom is about doing the right thing, not just for yourself, but for everybody. As I wrestled this week on Thursday and really into Friday with how to address this, of course, on Thursday, the situation was still kind of bad. And Friday, it's when it got really bad. I realized as Christians, we have a social responsibility to the world. And even though I want something I want, like I want to have people here when I preach, and I want you to be able to come to worship, and I want to do our normal routines, and I want to see you all and shake your hands and give you hugs and see how you're doing. Even though I want those things, sometimes wisdom says we need to be still, stay home, and help this thing to stop spreading, to be good stewards of our presence. And lastly, care is about remembering that it's not about you. We are all in this together. If anything, the coronavirus reminds me that barriers break down. Walls are torn down. We come together in the face of crisis. So I want to encourage you all, First Presbyterian Church, and anybody else watching and listening, a phone call or a text message or an email, checking in on the people you know at church, in your families, your friends, your neighbors, interacting with each other, on Facebook and on YouTube, checking in with each other to see how you're doing, being open about your fears and your hopes. We are a body called to do life in Christ together. We are, in fact, a church without walls, even though that's been a lot of the emphasis lately. We are a church without walls. So we need to care intentionally. For each other, for those around us, especially during these precarious times. Because I believe that if anything is going to get us through this, it's our unity, our intentional unity in Christ Jesus. I guess what I'm here to tell you this morning is that if I sit here and tell you, don't worry, then I might as well be asking you to not be human. And that is not the message today. The message today, I believe from Jesus, is to practice living out some other default mechanisms. Train yourself. Use this time as a learning tool to train your heart, to train your soul, to tune into Christ so that worry and anxiety and panic don't become your most likely way to be. Because there is another way to live. The Lord leads us and He guides us and has us in His hand even in the most precarious of times. So let us take this unique and historic time to rest in His promises, and to rest in His love, and to be transformed into new patterns, new ways of thinking, new ways of being, new ways of life. If we do that, then our default position becomes this: seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen.